Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
It's lunchbox season again, and a task dreaded by every parent I know anyway, and a meal left uneaten as well. Many children just bring the same lunch home again. And now, with Instagrammers flooding social media with picture-perfect lunchboxes, many parents are feeling the pressure, aren't they, to put together a perfect lunch. But in some good news, registered dietitian Isabel Fagan says we don't need to stress about the lunchbox. And that same Isabel Fagan is with me now. You're very welcome.
Hi, Cormac, how are you? Thanks so much for having me on.
What do you mean we don't need to stress about the lunchbox?
Well, I guess like everything that you've said there, you know, with social media and everything now and even kids comparing when they go into school, we hear all this and see all this fuss about these gorgeous, colourful lunchboxes, picture perfect, you know, and hoping that the children will enjoy them as much as the effort that was put into them. Yeah. But I guess what we don't need to stress about really is the fact that if you think about it, it's only 20% or one maybe meal to maximum of their meals that they'll eat in the day. Mm. So it's only 20% of the nutrition that they'll get in a day. So like that would be the first thing that I would say for parents, just not sweat it and, you know, chill out about it. Because if they don't eat all the nutrition and all their, you know, lunch in school, they can make up for it once they're at
but
home.
But the bloody ham sandwich that I made at 7:30 comes home intact.
It comes home intact. But then maybe it could be offered as a snack after it. It won't be eaten. You know, a bigger meal at dinner time could be taken, something slightly bigger, or an extra snack once they come home in the evening. But I think as well, like familiarity in the environment is a big thing, you know? So like the familiarity of the environment where they're eating can definitely have an impact on what they eat. So it might not always just be the food that's given in the lunchbox. It can also be the fact, you know, schools might be a new environment for some kids now starting in, and that can always have an impact on the choices and what they get to eat at the time.
Do you have any kind of go-tos for a school lunchbox? Any recommendations?
Well, I guess the easiest thing to start is like, bring it back to simplicity and just keep it really, really simple. So like take that pressure off yourself for curating this like perfectly Instagrammable lunchbox and think of like four really main components of it. So we're looking for carbohydrates, and that's the energy source for kids. So that'd be like the likes of your bread, wraps, crackers, pasta, rice cakes, and like whole grain options will get us more, I guess, brownie points really there, better oxygen. But if the kids won't eat the whole grain options, whatever they will eat will be the best option for them, because it's more important that they get nutrition rather than not at all.
Okay, pasta's a good option, all right, yeah. What about if they really like just sweet stuff only? If they only eat bars or juices or whatever? I mean, that's the temptation, that they will eat something, so I'll put the sweet stuff in.
Yeah, and I guess it definitely is, like you say, it's thinking, okay, well, I want them to get some nourishment in. I think it definitely, like that, it starts with the environment at home a little bit as well. So it's what they are maybe used to and familiar with. And interesting that you say the whole thing about the sweet things, because what's happening there is like those sweet foods, should we know it ourselves, like they give us a bit of joy. And like those, that's what treats are there for, those nice sweets. What they do is they hit those happy receptors and get those happy hormones going in our body. So, you know, we go looking for them that little bit.
But how many parents have heard, did you eat your lunch? Not all of it. What did you eat? The sweets. Why didn't you eat the sandwich? I wasn't hungry.
And that's because what it does, it actually triggers this, I guess, satiety signal in our body to kind of, I guess, make us think that we've eaten, or like fill us up, make us feel like we've had that feeling of fullness. So that's what I would say to parents, is stay away from the sweet drinks. So like the sugar, you know, even the fruit juices and the sugar sweetened beverages, and just give water, maybe milk as the option for the drinks, because that can make kids, I guess, feel like they're filling up and feel full from it. So just to avoid adding those into the lunchbox.
Okay, that is very good advice, I must say. Isabel Fagan, registered dietitian, thank you very much indeed. Here's a challenge to your listeners, all the people who will be preparing lunchboxes. Give me a perfect, easy, quick lunchbox to prepare that won't come home. There you go, 51551. Isabel Fagan, thank you very much indeed.